This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a two-day visit to Kuwait this morning. He is visiting Kuwait on the invitation of Sheikh Mishal al-Ahmad al-Jabbar al-Sabah, the Emir of the State of Kuwait. This is the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that India deeply values the historical connection with Kuwait that has been nurtured over generations. He added that both nations are not just strong trade and energy partners, but also have shared interest in peace, security, stability and prosperity in the West Asia region. Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to his meetings with the Crown Prince of Kuwait. It would be an opportunity to chalk out a roadmap for a futuristic partnership for the benefit of our people and the region. The Prime Minister said that he is eagerly looking forward to meeting the Indian diaspora in Kuwait, who have immensely contributed to strengthening the bonds of friendship between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to the leadership of Kuwait for the special gesture of inviting him to the inauguration ceremony of the Arabian Gulf Cup, a premier sporting event in the Gulf region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 72nd plenary meeting of the Northeast Council NEC at Agartala in Tripura today. The plenary session will also be attended by Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya along with Union Minister of State for Development of Northeastern Region Dr. Sukant Majumdar. Governors and chief ministers from all Northeastern states will be present at the meeting. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the 55th GST Council meeting at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan today. The discussions at the meeting will focus on key issues related to goods and services tax. Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana, and Finance Ministers of several states and union territories will take part in the meeting. The GST Council is expected to deliberate taxability issues concerning food delivery services and health insurance, as well as potential changes to GST slabs and rate rationalization. The World Health Organization, WHO, has stated that India has demonstrated remarkable progress in reducing malaria cases and associated mortality in the country, particularly in its high endemic states. This was highlighted in the WHO's World Malaria Report of 2024. The report praised the contributions of India's community health workers, mostly women who are effectively reducing malaria in remote areas. According to the report, nationwide, the number of estimated malaria cases in India has reduced from 6.4 million in 2017 to 2 million cases in 2023, which is a remarkable 69% decrease. Delhi police has transferred the case against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for alleged assault and incitement and injuring two BJP MPs during a protest in Parliament House to its crime branch for further investigation. An FIR was registered against the Congress leader on the BJP's complaint. BJP MPs Anurag Singh Thakur, along with fellow MPs Bansuri Swaraj and Hemang Joshi, had lodged a complaint against Mr. Gandhi at the Parliament Street police station on Thursday. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a money laundering case against Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader and former minister K. Tarakarama Rao and some others in a case related to alleged payment irregularities during the Formula E car race held in Hyderabad last year. And moving on to sports, in women's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the finals of the Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.